Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yimoya, Rav David, Sabina, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Beis HaDaf Lamed. Hey, we hope to finish today, Be'ez Hashem, the fourth parak, and begin a little bit of the fifth parak. Good morning. The Mordechai, Stephen, Donnie, Jeremy, connecting to audio, whoever you are. Chana Chanach, Mordechai Tzvi, Harav Eliezer, Dov, Michael, Gershon Eitan, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. Oh, it's Reb Zalman. Great. Okay, so we're in the middle of a discussion at the very bottom of Lam Dalim Beis, the following issue. We're discussing whether or not Shabbos is koveya something for a chiyuv meiser. The fact that Shabbos comes in, even bedavar she'ein nigmar malachto. So the Gemara thought we had a proof, and the Gemara basically rejected the proof. So we're on the very top line of Lamed Hay. So we had rejected the proof that Marzucha Breda Rav Nachman from our Mishnah that Shabbos is Kovei Alamaisa, even by Peres Shul and Nigmar Malachton, because we said that maybe the reason why you are the reason why those Peros became Kovei Alamaisa is because you were Korei Shem, because you said, I'm going to eat from these fruits. And by saying, I'm going to eat from these fruits, that is what established them for a Chiyuv Maaser. Once you say, that's like a permanent usage, and therefore you have to take Trumas and Maasers. Ask the Gemara. How could you say that the reason why these fruits became Chayiv and Trumas and Maasers is because you designated them for eating? V'halo mosaro chozer. What about the fact that the leftover food that you're not going to eat is going to go right back to the place where it came from? In this case, forget about the leftover food. In this case, you didn't even, the Gemara is going to say, you didn't even remove the food. You didn't eat it. You just designated it. Says the Gemara, V'halomo saro chozer. But the leftovers is going to go back. What does this mean? It's a kav chomer. B'shamina leid rabbe leza domar. Rabbi Lez's shita is, any time the leftovers are going to go back to their place, and kal v'chomer here, in this case, where you never took anything from there in the first place, you just set it aside, you established, you didn't take anything, you just sat before Shabbos, and you designated this stuff, you ended up not eating it. So maybe in such a case, even if you would take it, that's not koveya. If it's mosaro chozer, it's not koveya. Where's the case of mosaro chozer? This not, because he learned in the Mishnah Maisers. Hanotel zesim min hamatan. A matan is a very large vessel where they used to heat up olives to make it easy to make oil from them. So let's say, but you decide in the middle you want to just munch on a few olives. So you take Zaysim from this big kli. Tovel achas mehen b'melach v'ochel. So you're allowed to take one olive at a time and dip it in salt and eat it, even without taking ma'aser, because that's clearly snacking. However, v'im tovel v'nasan l'fanav asara chayev. But if you decided to take 10 olives, that's already not just a snack, but if you take 10 olives, so then Chayev, you're chayev and maaser, because the salt, the fact that you have a lot of them and salt, that's what the Rambam writes over here. I mean, the Rambam says it's the fact that the salt is koveyat lemaaser, but other Rishonim say if the salt works, so then if you have salt, then you don't need too many. If you have a lot, you don't need salt. So some say you need both. Some say one or the other. The Rush writes that 2 olives is considered to be a tzirif. You don't need 10. However, the Meiri says, no, the language here says 10. The Chazon Ish explains that according to this girsa, this that it says, tovel achas is not dafka, meaning anything less than 10. So that's a discussion. It's a little weird here. The beginning says 1 by 1, and then the end says if you take 10. What about 2 through 9? So that's a discussion. Anyway, but the point is, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Minamatan Tahar Chayev. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar says, if the big kli was Tahar, and all the food in there is tahar. Minamatan tahar chaya. So, right. If when you put them in there, they're all tahar, so then you're chayav. Why? Because you're not going to put them back if you were tameh. Minamatan, well, we'll see in a second, right? Didn't say it. Minamatan tahar chayav. If the whole area, everything was tahar, then you're going to be chayav in Shumas and Mises. Minamatan tameh pater. But if you take them from a tameh kli, you're pater from Ding Shumas and Mises. Why? Because you're going to put back the leftovers. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? Vavinaba, Maishna Resha, Maishna Sefer. What's the difference whether the thing is tame or the thing is tar? The Gemara says, no, you're missing a point here. Amr v'amr Rabbi Avohu, Resha b'matan tar v'gavra tame. If the kli is tahar, but the person taking the olives is tame, so the second you took the olive, you made the olive tame. You're not going to now put any of the leftover olives back in there because you're going to be metame all the stuff that's there. The lo matzi mahadalei, so you can't return it. But seifa b'matan tame v'gavra tame de matzi mahadalei. If you were tame and all the olives are also tame, so the leftovers you're going to put back. If you're going to put back the leftovers, that's not a kviyas for meiser. You're going to put them back. Ah. So Rabbi Lez's opinion is that if there's leftovers, so it's not considered to be keva. So kal v'chomer over here, you didn't even take him in the first place. That it's not going to be kovei la maisa. Answers the Gemara. No, maybe masnisa nami b'muktza tahar v'gavra tamei d'lo matzi ma'adali. So first the Gemara tries to answer, well, maybe our Mishnah is also talking about a case where the dates and the figs and the grapes, the raisins that you're drawing out, and you're saying, I'm going to eat them tomorrow on Shabbos, it's talking about where they're all, where the person is tameh, and the stuff is tahar, so you're not going to return it back. Says Gemara, not going to return it back? You never took them in the first place. Says Gemara, v'alo mokzaren v'omdenhein. What are you talking about? They are considered to be already returned, because in this case, you never touched them. I'll take a look at Tosis. V'alo hein mokzaren v'omden. Well, okay, first, before we do that, Tosfos, let's see the Tosfos before. Reisha b'matan tar v'gavra tam v'delomas avim tomar v'arei nitmu zesi amata kishenot amahen. Wait a minute. Why are you worried about being matami the date, the grapes, the olives when you put them back? What about when you stuck your hand into the whole thing of olives? Doesn't that matami all the olives right away? Tosfos says, no. You're somewhere. Delo tamay elamoko mago'o. No. It's only tame where you stuck your hand in, the actual olives that you touched when you stuck your tame hand in. Only that stuff. V'yochal esalko milamala shelo yiga b'achem. You could somehow remove the dates from on top, the olives, that you won't touch the other ones. V'mikomakom eno roi lahachser amosa lefi she misarvim ha tahorim im atmeyim. Kach pir chukuntris. That's one answer. Inam yikigon she notlu b'pshute kli eitz. Maybe you took the olives out of there with a flat wooden thing that wouldn't be mekabel tuma, oshenasan lo chaveru, or maybe somebody else took him out there. Somebody else who was tahar took them out and gave them to you who was tame. So and now you're going to put them back. So you're going to be metame them. Okay. Now next tosis. V'alo hein mukzarn v'omdin. D'no latan el b'dibur ba'alma v'ein l'chazar gadol mizu. You never took them out in the first place. Da'afil b'roy lahachse lo nikba kol shekin b'lo natal klal. Right. That's the kasha. So says the Gemara, V'halo mukhzaren v'om dimhein. In the case of our Mishnah, even if you tell me that all the stuff was tar, and the person's tame, you are going to return them back there, because you never took them in the first place. Kontra b'lezer, they shouldn't be kovei ala maiser. Just your speech, because it's like you put them back. Says the Gemara, you're right. El amr of Shimi Barashi, Rabbi Elezer Kamris. You're bringing a proof from the words of Rabbi Elezer in our Mishnah that Shabbos is Kovei Yom Shalom. Rabbi Elezer L'tameh D'Amar Truma Kava V'Kol Shekein Shabbos. No. Rabbi Elezer is going to... You can't bring a ride from Rabbi Elezer. Because Rabbi Elezer has the famous Shita that, let's say you separate Truma from stuff that was Lod Nigmar Malachto, the truma is koveya lemaiser. So if truma is koveya lemaiser, kavachomer the Shabbos is going to be koveya lemaiser. But you have no. But the chachamim argue, Rabbi Elazar, they hold truma is not koveya lemaiser. So just like the chachamim argue, Rabbi Elazar, and say truma is not koveya lemaiser, the chachamim could also argue, Rabbi Elazar, and they could say that Shabbos is not koveya lemaiser. So just because you have a raya about what Rabbi Eliezer holds doesn't mean we have a raya about what Chachamim hold. And the Chachamim maybe hold, just like Truma is not Koveya L'Maiser, Shabbos is also not Koveya L'Maiser. How do we know this? This now we learned in the Mishnah in Maisers. Peiros Shetarman Adshelo Nigmara Melachton. Let's say you have fruit that you took Truma from, even before it was Chayiv in Truma. It didn't have a Gemara Melacha. But once you take truma from them, that's koveya. Peiros shetarmanat shelo nigmar malachton, fruit that you're mafresh truma gadola before the gemar malacha. Rabbi Elazar oser lechol mehen arai. Rabbi Elazar says once you took truma from them, you can't snack from them anymore. V'chachamim matirin. The chacham say no. Just taking truma is not established in maschayev and maaser. Just taking truma is not koveya lemaaser, and therefore v'chamatir. Says the Gemara, okay, we can't bring a raya from the Reisha. Let's bring it from Rabbi, because that's only Rabbi Elazar. Let's bring a raya from the Seifa. That's Chachamim. Toshma mi Seifa. Come and bring a proof from the end of the price, from the end of the Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim. The Chachamim say no. Ad sheyirshom v'yomar mikan v'ad kan. Okay, Rabbi Elazar was the one who said, just saying I'm going to eat from here, that's koveya. But Chachamim say, no, if you actually designate which figs you're talking about, that's a muk, that for mukta purposes, that will say it's not mukta. You have to actually designate which figs and dates. Don't forget, they were talking about a mukta issue. So, the Gemara is going to be medayik that the Chacham only argue on Rabbi Elazar about how you designate them for mukta. But as far as the issue of being koveya for Maiser, they don't argue. Time of the Erev Shabbos b'Shvius, the Lav Bar Yisuri, it's not Chayv Maiser. Habashash Shnei Shvoi deBnei Asuri Ninu. But if it was any other year of the Shemitah cycle, that there would be a Chayv Maiser. Asurin, it would be Asur v'Achila, even if you designated them an Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos is going to be koveya. My time, Lav Mishum de Shabbos Kova, Shabbos is koveya la Maiser. Now you can't just say this is within Rabbi Elazar because this is Chacham arguing Rabbi Elazar. Answer the Gemara, same answer we gave before. Lo, shiny hasam to amar mikan van kan yochel machar kavale. Maybe it's not Shabbos that's being koveya; it's your speech that's being koveya because you're designating it lachila. Says the Gemara, same thing as before. Ihachi, my area Shabbos. I feel b'chol nami. Why did the Gemara decide to choose a case of Shabbos? It should have said a weekday. Says the Gemara. Hakamash, well, like we said before, the tevel muchan who eats al Shabbos shim avar v'tiknu mesukan. The chiddush is that tevel is not considered to be mukta on Shabbos because if you went ahead and violated the din and you were mafresh chumas amaisus on Shabbos, so remember we said before, since it's only nisa derabanan, it doesn't render it mukta. Fine. Ask the Gemara. Okay, wait a second. But you just proved to me that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos is koveya lemaaser. According to Chachamim, we have no proof. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos is koveya lemaaser. Now we're going to ask a steer in Rabbi Eliezer, viraminhi, I'll ask you a contradiction. With Rabbi Eliezer, ha yo'ochel be'eshkol, let's say a guy was snacking on a cluster of grapes. This is a Mishnah in Trumas. A guy was snacking on a cluster of grapes. V'nichnas migina lechotzer, but then he walked from the orchard into his backyard, into the chotzer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Eliezer says, we let you start snacking on it outside. We let you finish the snack. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo Yigmar. You're not allowed to finish because once you walked into your chotzer, the chotzer is koveya lemaaser. Even peiros that are low nigmar malachton. Now, what about this case? Chashcha b'leilei Shabbos. Let's say you're snacking in the gina. You're in the orchard and you're snacking on some grapes. and all of a sudden the sun comes down. It's Shabbos now. Chashka b'leili Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Lezer says, yeah, we'd let you finish it off. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar. So wait a second. You see here clearly, we just said before, yesterday, that Rabbi Lezer holds, Shabbos is Kaveh L'Maiser. Here you tell me, Rabbi Lezer says, you're allowed to finish snacking. What's going on? Answers the Gemara, no. Hasa, Kidiktani Taima. There we have a Braisa that explains that Mishnah. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Lo Kishom Rabbi Lezer, Yigmar, Bechatzer Yigmar, Elo Yotze Chutz L'Chatzer V'Yigmar. Even though you walked into the chatzer, Rabbi Lezer says you can now walk out of the chatzer and finish it there. Just walking into the chatzer is not mechayev by a case of lo nigmar malachta. V'lo kisham Rabbi Lezer yigmar b'shabbos yigmar elamamtin lemotzoy Shabbos v'yigmar. You could wait till motzoy Shabbos. We learned earlier that the kids who are eating on motzoy Shabbos, even motzoy Shabbos, they're not allowed to eat them unless they take ma'aser. But that was different. Isn't Shabbos, didn't we learn earlier that Shabbos is covered even for Motzai Shabbos? No, that's only because you specifically designated them for eating on Shabbos. In this case, you didn't designate them, you just Shabbos happened to come, you just happened to be snacking. So here, you can wait till after Shabbos and finish them, because you didn't specifically designate them for eating them on Shabbos. So says Rashi, in Dibur HaMaskel Rabbi Nosson. So says Rashi, right, Rabbi Nosson, Omer Lokshem Rabbi Lezer, right, I'm about six lines from the bottom of the page. There, they designated them for eating on Shabbos, therefore even on Motzoi Shabbos, they're chayv and meiser. Here, you just happened to be snacking and Shabbos happened to come. You didn't designate them as Shabbos, so you're allowed to continue eating them on Motzoi Shabbos. So says Rashi. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Now, we're going to quote now a bunch of possible actions that make you chayv and meiser. However, we paskin that they don't make you chayv and meiser unless there was a Gemara Malach. So a number of things that seem to be mechayev you and meiser, but we paskin, they don't obligate you until there's a gemar malach. Let's see. Says the gemar, ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he quoted the name Rabbi Yochanan, echad Shabbos, ve'echad Truma, ve'echad Chatzer, ve'echad Mekach, that's a new one we didn't have yet. So, Rabbi said, Shabbos is Kaveh Lameiser. Truma is Kaveh Lameiser, if somebody would take Truma. And Chatzer is Kaveh Lameiser. And Mekach, buying and selling. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Kulan ain Koven Elabedav Shnigmar Malachta. All these things are only Kaveh Lameiser if there was a Gemar Malacha. Only if there was a Gemar Malacha. Now, all these cases are talking about where it was not roa pnei abayis. It had a gemar malacha, but there's another thing you need for chi of maiser. Usually you need re'ias pnei abayis. So Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is, even if you don't bring them into the house, one of these four things would be kovea if it's nigmara malachta. That's what Rashi and Tosas both say. Right? It's usher to eat from them arai. In these cases, even if you didn't have Rias Pnei Abayis, right, take a look at Tosas Dibur HaMaskel Echad. Look at Tosas. Echad Shabbos. Eino Kovea. V'im Tomer. Mainaf Gamina. Kevin de Eino Kovea. El Bedov Shning Once it had a Gemar Malacha, so what's the difference? No, V'yishom de Naf Gamina de Kovea. Filu Kodem Rias Pnei Abayis. Even before you bring it inside, one of these four things. If it's in the backyard, Shabbos, Truma, or Mekach U'Memkar, buying and selling. But Rabbi Yochanan holds all these four things are only koveya if it had a gemar malach. Now, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan has to say these things, we're going to learn right now, in each of these four cases, there's someone who argues and says that these four things are koveya even in something that's not nigmara malachta. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we don't follow that opinion. It's only by something that was nigmara malachta. says the Gemara, Shabbos lafuki midehillel, desanya hama amer peris mokom lamokom, liktos, to dry them out, v'kidesh alayim ayom, and it became Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yehuda Hillel la'atzmo oser. Hillel says you're not allowed to snack on these things without taking maaser, even though it didn't have a gemar malacha. How do we know it did have a gemar malacha? Because you're planning on drying them out. You're not done with them yet. Now, what? If you're talking about Shabbos, didn't we already say that Rabbi Elazar was the one who said it? So why are you saying lafuki mid Hillel? You could have said lafuki mid Rabbi Elazar. So Tosas says, oh, take a look at the bottom, Tosas Shabbos. Uvedin, who da have matzil leminkat lafuki mid Rabbi Elazar. It's not a chiddush to say we don't follow Rabbi Elazar. Why? Shamute means he was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so we never follow him. Or some say Shamute, who means he was put in Chirim. Shamute put in Chirim, so we never follow Rabbi Elazar. It's not a chiddush to say. But Hillel, oh, it's a chiddush to say we don't follow Hillel. That's a chiddush. When we come up, we come up with Truma lafuki mid Rabbi Elazar, the law Ashkat. Even though we're about to say in another case it is to exclude Rabbi Elazar, because there's nobody else to exclude in that case. Okay. Shabbos, lafuki mid Hillel. We just did this, right? Okay, let's continue. Chotzer, lafuki mid Rabbi Yaakov. Chotzer is to exclude Rabbi Yaakov. This not hamavretein mechatzer liktos. If a person was passing figs through his chotzer to dry them out, but we learned this earlier. Banav b'nei beisa ochlem hanarai upetur min ha'maiser. So they don't have a gemar malach yet, even though they were in the chotzer. But you're planning on drying them out, so they don't have a gemar malach. Therefore, they're not chayiv in maiser. Tani Allah, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda poter. So Rabbi Yochanan says we follow Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, since they didn't have a gemar malacha, even though you brought them into your backyard, they're not chayiv and maaser. We follow Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yaakov. Truma lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer. So here we have to exclude Rabbi Eliezer. So before, and we said we're not excluding Rabbi Eliezer. Anyway, truma lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer. Truma is excluded Rabbi Eliezer. This non. Learned in the Mishnah, peiros shetar manach l'udin gemar malachton, fruit that you took trumas of isis before it had a gemar malacha. Rabbi Elazar oser lechom hen arai. Rabbi Elazar says it's aser. We said before truma is koveya even by davar shein gemar malachto. A chacham matirin. Chacham say no, truma is not koveya. And Rabbi Yochanan says we file chachamim against Rabbi Elazar. Now, what's this mekach u'memkar business? What's that? Mekach. Kidisanya. Halokeach te'ina me'ama oretz. If a person buys figs from an ama oretz, that we assume an ama oretz, all of his fruit is considered to be demai. It's a suffix. Shumas ha'maisters. B'makom shirov b'rei adam dorsin. If most people of the town make them into fig cakes, they dry them out and make them into fig cakes, so it doesn't have a gemar malacha. So stam figs in this town do not have a gemar malacha because people make them into fig cakes. Ochel mehen arai u'ma'asran demai. So you're allowed to snack from them because it didn't have a gemar malacha. U'ma'asran demai. And if you want to eat from them after Gemar Malacha, so you only have to be mafresh maestros, like all fruit that are bought from an Ame Haaretz, because we learned earlier that the Ame Haaretz were careful about Truma. Truma is a chiyuv, is an Isser Kares, so they were much more...
If Truma is Kaveh, maybe they took Truma.
No, so that's exactly what I'm going to say in a second. Ame Haaretz are mafresh, Truma Gedola, and they're not choshed from that. Oh. Now, from the fact that you're allowed to eat arai, so it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan that mekach, buying and selling, is not koveya for peros, shelo, nigmara, malachta. Now, before we get to that, the Gemara is going to first say we could learn three halachas from this. Right. Hold on one second. Mati asked, "If ain't a tzachas in truma gedola, Amei Arutz are Mafrish and Trim Gadola, Vein Chashud and Limana Mikach. Hold on a second here. We learned that in Shabbos and Sota. Mati's asking, wait a minute, but if the Amaretz already accepted, it was Mafresh Truma, maybe that's the reason you don't have to, maybe that's the reason. Okay, Mati, I got to think about that Kasha. I thought the Gemara was going to talk about it in a second. Let me see. Okay, hold on a second. Shema Mina Tlas. The Gemara says we can learn from this that we just stated, we can learn three Chidushim. Shema Mina Mekach Eina Kovas. The purchase does not obligate them in Trumas or Mises, because you just said if you bought Taina from Nam Aretz, you're allowed a snack from them. Ushma Mina Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrin Hein. Most Ame Aretz take Meister from them. It's only a Chumra that were Machmir. From the fact that it says you can take them as Demai, meaning it's only a Suffolk, because you assume most people took Truma. And Meiser, even Meiser. It's just a significant minority of Amei Haaretz that aren't Mafresh. That's why you have to be Machmir to be Mafresh. Ushma mina ma'asrin demay me'amaretz afil b'davish lo nigmar malachta. And we learn from this also that you can be Mafresh. You have to take Meiser on demay from Amei Haaretz even if there is no gemar malach. Even if you purchase this from payers that weren't nigmar malachto. You don't have to be Mafresh Truma Gedola, only Meisers. You don't say it's Vadai Eino Mu'usr, because it's logical that he didn't take Meisers before the Gemara Malacha, because this Tana holds that some people do it before Gemara Malacha, and the people do that, and therefore it's you don't assume that for sure. We can assume that maybe Midrabanan who was Mafresh Trumas and Maises. Now this the Rabbi Yochanan had to tell me that we paskin that Mekach is not Kovea is Lafuke Mehadisnan Hamachlof Perosim Chavero. It comes to exclude the following. You learned the Mishnah in Maisos if you exchange fruit with your friend Zelechol v'Zelechol. I have figs that I want. I'll trade my figs for your figs. Zeliktos v'zeliktos, or maybe we both want to dry them out. So here they didn't have a gemar malach. Zelechol v'zeliktos, even if I want to eat them and you want to dry them out, chayav. You always have to take maaser because the exchange itself, the barter, is like a sale, which is koveya for maaser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lechol chayav. If we're doing it for eating, then you chayav. But liktos pater. Since you're intending just to dry them out, you could snack from them. He disagrees. He says, since it doesn't have a gemar malacha, mekach is not koveya. Since it didn't have a gemar malacha, mekach is not koveya for meiser. Interesting. Some of the Rishonim talk over here whether or not barter is considered to be a sale. Let's say I heard Rabbi Leibowitz was talking about this. Let's say I buy something from you. But I have a no compete clause, so I'll say I sell you. I say you can't resell it here. Rabbi Leibowitz said that the mile, the famous mile of Yerushalayim, Moishele the mile in Yerushalayim, he taught his brother how to be a mile. But when he taught him, he said, "I'll teach you how to be a mile on the condition you can't do any brisim in Yerushalayim." A no compete clause. He had to sign a contract. He wouldn't do a bris in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Leibowitz said that when they had a kid, he wanted to do someone to do his nephew. He wanted to do a bris. They couldn't do it in Yerushalayim. He had to make the bris outside because he agreed not to do that. So let's say I sell you watches, but I say you can't sell watches in Woodmere. So can you exchange watches? Is that called a sale? So this Gemara seems to say exchange is called a sale. Anyway, okay, let's start the fifth parak. Says the fifth parak, Hadron Allah Chamevi. So let's say you have a lot of fruit drying on your roof. So you are allowed to chuck them through the skylight into your top floor on Yontif. It's not considered to be a tircha yisera because you're doing it to protect the fruit. It's going to rain.
and they're going to ruin your fruit. The rain is going to ruin, so you're allowed to chuck them in. Avolo b'Shabbos. But you can't do it on Shabbos. The rabbis did not permit this tircha on Shabbos. But if you do it for the purpose of Shabbos, let's say you need the fruit on Shabbos, so then it's okay. The Prima Gadim writes like that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that as well. And Chana Wasserman writes that why is tircha on Shabbos aser? If it's because it's bittel oneg Shabbos, what do you mean? But we permitted bittel oneg Shabbos agmas nefesh. Like, let's say they let you fast the tainis chalom on Shabbos. So why is bittel oneg Shabbos maybe for hefsid mamon? That should be okay. But he says tircha on Shabbos is aser because of uvdu dechol. And on yontif they were more lenient, but not on Shabbos. That's what you have to say over here. Umechasim peres bekeil pnei adlaf. You're allowed to cover over the fruit on the roof because there the water is pouring on them. V'chein, it's not considered to be a tircha shalol tzorach. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. You're allowed to cover barrels of wine and oil if they're being rained on so that it shouldn't get ruined. V'nosten klitach zetlaf b'Shabbos. You're also allowed to put a jug under, you have a drip, a leak in your house on Shabbos if it's going to protect the house. And on Yontif, you are allowed to do that, so it shouldn't dirty up the house, muddy up the house with puddles. You're allowed to do that. Itmar, Rav Yehuda Rav Nosson, Chad Tani Mashilin, V'Chad Tani Mashchilin. The whole first discussion is just, what is the first word of the Perek? It doesn't really make a difference, it all means the same thing. Amar Mazuch, Man Tani Mashchilin Lo Mishtabish, Man Tani Mashchilin Lo Mishtabish, Man Tani Mashchilin Lo Mishtabish, not a mistake to chsiv. Ki yishal zei secha. In the curses that we read in Kisavo, it says all your olives are going to fall to the ground. So you see, yishal means to bring down. Man tani mashkin lo mishtabish tisnan hashochol vakosol shochol shenishvato yirecho. Discussing mumin by animals that the yerech, the thigh, fell down. One of the thighs is higher than the other one. It's like man detoni mashirin lo mishtabish, man detoni mashchirin lo mishtabish, man detoni manshirin lo mishtabish. They all mean the same thing. Man detoni mashirin lo mishtabish. Disnan Rabbi Shmuel Omer Nazir lo yachov rosho ba'adama. Reputation meishir es haseir. A nazir can't use earth to clean his hair because it's going to cut off the hair, and Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. Man detani mashchir lo mishtabish, disnan hashachor v'zug shel misparayim, a razor or scissors, aval bishenechleku, even though they broke tamein, they're still makabel tuma because you could use them even like that. So you see, it falls off. Man detani manshir lo mishtabish, disnan misha nashu kelov b'mayim. If your clothes fell into water, mahalich behem, you're allowed to walk with the soaking wet clothing of eno choshesh. People are going to think you cleaned them on Shabbos. Inami mehadisnat. So you see, it means fall off. Mehadisnat ezeu leket hanosher b'shas ktsira. That falls off at the time of the harvest. You can try to do a little more. It says the Gemara, what's the shear? How much fruit are you allowed to chuck off the roof tonight? Mashilim peres derech harubi biyadiv. How much is not such a big tircha? Ad kama, how much? Am Rab Zim Rab Asim Ramila, Am Rab Asim Rab Yechanon. Kaosa Sheshaninu, Mifanon Abra Vachamish Kupos Shel Tevin, Shel Tuvah Mipnei Arachin. You're allowed to move four or five boxes of Tevin. We learned in Shabbos, we learned if you have a lot of guests, you need to clear out the area for the guests. You're allowed to schlep four or five boxes. Umipnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Let's say you need more space in Shul, you're allowed to schlep tables on Shabbos and Shul to make more room for people to sit. So four or five boxes. So it's the same thing over here. Four or five boxes. It says Gemara, V'dil Mishani Hasan, Dik Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Aval Hachatalek Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Or Honor of the Archim, Lo. Maybe you can't do so much. Inami, Hasan Manatam Adabe V'chamish Kupot Shari, Mishum Shabbos Techamira, V'losi L'Zulebe. Aval Yontif Tekil V'asil L'Zulebe, Kla Kla Lo. Maybe you can't do anything. Inami, L'idach Kisa, the other way around. Hasan Manatam Adabe, the lack of hefsid mammon. There, the aval hachadik hefsid mammon afilu tuvanami. Maybe more than four or five. So the Gemara says that raya is not a good raya. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a wonderful day, Rabbeinu. Thank you.